Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Ray Hager and I speak with Jill Derby, the former Nevada State Party Chair, for the whole show on all new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group customer care team brings you effective risk management training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology, like this electronic eye, that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You ask, are we busy? Here's United Construction, 700,000 square feet of distribution. This is SJS Development. They're grading for their new facility. This is eBay's new data center under construction. TRI offers 30,000 acres of industrial property. It's ready to build, and there's room for you. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We're building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program Jill Derby. She's the former Nevada Democratic Party chair. She's also a cultural anthropologist. And I wanted to ask you on that basis, your thoughts of what we've seen with these shootings, with these demonstrations across the country. Does this take you back to 1968? Does this take you back to the Rodney King situation? Are we on the verge of the pot boiling over?
Well, it feels like it, doesn't it? And it certainly feels like there are shades of 68 coming back. But really, there's been a lot of progress in the meantime. But certainly what happened last week has raised the profile of the whole issue of the disparities in the criminal justice system. And it feels as though all that tension around that has really been heightened. People are taking sides about which side is right, justified, and so on and so forth. I think it's a very big concern to the nation. I think we're all worried. It's such a visible tension and split that's gone on here, and the events of last week just highlighted it all.
And it'll be about 2 weeks ago by the time we air this particular program. The New York Times had a headline, Nation on Edge.
I think that is a good headline. I think that an average citizen, and that's me, feels very, very concerned about it, particularly after what happened in Dallas. Do we have a war going on here? Do we have the black community really taking up arms, given that guns are so available? It was a reflection of that in Dallas. And one of the things we know is that community policing has been growing across the nation. You look at that Dallas police force, they were very diversified. A lot of African-American officers in that. Of all the police forces to be attacked, when it really represents the strides that have been made since 68 to diversify the force, to educate people about racial sensitivities and look at what the statistics say, which is there's still a lot of racial profiling going on that the public is now very aware of.
But in the Dallas situation, it was one person who was obviously mentally ill. that's not necessarily a racial issue. It's a mental illness issue that we really are not dealing with in this country.
I don't know.
And I'm not saying it wasn't racial. Of course it was racial. But the mental illness part seems to me to be the bigger part.
Well, listen, I think sometimes that's a red herring, because what is anybody doing about mental illness, really? I think often that it is raised because people don't want to look at a bigger problem we have, and that is guns and the availability of guns. In terms of his being mentally ill, I don't know we know that. I don't know who diagnosed that. We know that he was so angry he took to arms and decided to go after white policemen.
Okay, but isn't that the definition of mental illness? A form of mental illness, when you suddenly decide that you are going to go after white policemen and kill as many as possible?
I don't know that you could classify that as mental illness. We could have quite a debate about that, because, you know, the definitions of mental illness are pretty flexible and change as time goes on. You don't necessarily call somebody mentally ill who... A husband that goes after a wife in a domestic dispute and assaults her, is that person mentally ill or has an anger management issue? I don't know that that's the bigger issue here, Sam. I think the bigger issue is the racial disparity, and we know that that happens in the criminal justice system. I think the worry here is the attack on the police that are charged in our society with keeping the public safe. And these Dallas policemen were really protecting the peaceful protest that was going on. And that's the irony of it all, and the tragedy of it all, really, is they were doing a good job in a sensitive way and protecting the right of free speech, people who were protesting the acts of the policemen that killed the African Americans.
But in these deaths, the common denominator, Jill, as you may be pointed out, is guns.
Sure, it is.
Because that's how people are dying. They're not using knives. Maybe talk about that. Well, okay, if guns are the issue, then how do you solve the issue?
Well, if we had a Congress that was responsive to the American public, that problem would get solved, because we know that above 60%, I don't know exactly what the figure is, but it's clearly the majority of Americans want to see gun control legislation. And that's not happening for all the reasons we know that point to a broken political system where lobbyists, powerful moneyed interests, have more influence on those in Congress than the people.
Are you talking about lobbyists from the National Rifle Association?
I think I could be talking about them. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, we know that they're a very powerful lobbying group, and that individuals running for office do not want to be targeted by them as anti-gun. And that's what happens when you run for public office.
Do you not think, though, that with the amount of guns that are out there, which is more than a gun for every American, there's well over 300 million estimated weapons out there, that any solution to this problem is going to be a multi-generational solution, because those guns are still going to exist for a long time to come?
So the fact that it's going to take a lot of time doesn't mean we ought to do something about it.
I'm not arguing.
You know, there was an assault rifle ban that was a very good thing for this country, and of course it sunsetted. And now we're back to a point where there's so much fear generated by those that support the gun lobby and are the gun lobby, that the government wants to come take your guns away, that even reasonable legislation has not had an opportunity to be proposed and passed. I mean, that's just the situation, isn't it?
We've got a ballot issue this year. Do you think it's going to pass?
We'll see. It's always hard to say. I think as I go back to, the statistics are the American people more and more want to see some reasonable gun legislation, gun control legislation that involves background checks and addresses all the loopholes. You know, many would like to see an assault military weapons ban. We'll see what happens. I mean, it'll be a struggle, and there'll be a lot of money coming from the NRA opposing it.
All right, let's take a break. More with Jill Derby when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully's Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. What is Switch? The answer? They represent the most dynamic growth industry in the United States today. Data storage, the information of the world. Here they're building the first of many 1 million square foot facilities. It's in their new campus. It's for eBay. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
I am back on Nevada Newsmakers. We continue our conversation with Jill Derby. She's the former Nevada Democratic State Party chair.
Jill, you've traveled all over the Middle East, Kurdistan, for example. And when you go there, what has been the reaction of people in the Middle East to the presidency run of Donald Trump? How do they feel about Donald Trump as the next U.S. president?
Well, interestingly, I just came back from Istanbul a couple of weeks ago, and earlier, a few months earlier, I was in northern Iraq, Iraqi Kurdistan, uh-huh. which is up in the north. But just in traveling where, and before that, by the way, I was on a round-the-world trip with National Geographic. And I just want to tell you that everywhere I've gone, people are alarmed and a bit shocked at the candidacy of Donald Trump, a bit shocked that he, with his extremist rhetoric, could have risen to be the Republican candidate for the presidency of the United States. A kind of disbelief. You're not really going to elect him, are you? And a fear. They're worried about it. His isolationism, his categorization of whole groups of people, his anti-Muslim rhetoric. Don't forget that a fourth of the world are Muslims. People are very, very afraid and a bit shocked that he would be in the position he is as a candidate to be the president of the United States. I mean, that's to be determined next. That has been determined, hasn't it?
Right. As we're taping this a couple of weeks in advance,
yeah.
so the conventions are actually going on as we're doing this, we're playing this back.
Okay.
Now, talking about Turkey, it's been interesting to see them mending fences with countries like Israel, for example. Did that surprise you?
Well, I don't think it surprises me. I mean, they're under a tremendous amount of pressure. One of the things about Turkey that doesn't always get credit here because they frustrated us that they aren't completely aligned with our agenda is they've taken in more than 3 million Syrian refugees, and they're supporting them and providing for them and so on and so forth. They have a very porous border to the south. I mean, that's a long border across that area, across Syria and so forth. They are really challenged. And now they have both the Kurdish insurgents that they're fighting, and they have ISIS, which doesn't want a claim, as in the Istanbul terrorist deport. And by the way, I left that airport 8 hours before that terrorist attack occurred. very secure airport, one would have thought, with three security checks after you go in the front door.
And one of the largest airports in the world.
Absolutely. Just amazingly busy. But anyway, ISIS doesn't claim that because they don't want to inflame people that they'd want to be more sympathetic to them, the Sunni Muslims. And Turkey is a very Sunni Muslim country. But in fact, that's who did it. And they're up against it. So I think trying to mend fences where they can, with Russia for shooting down the plane, with Israel for that dispute they had, I think it makes a lot of sense for Turkey. They're really in the middle of this fight, and it's tough. And Erdogan, who initially reached out a hand to the Turkish separatists or insurgents, now has backed way away from that, tightened up, as people do when they feel, I think, threatened and under attack, and has become much more authoritarian. So there's a lot of turmoil going on in Turkey internally. And I think he wants to mend fences externally.
Now, Jill, since that attack at the airport, there's been reports that Turkey is headed for an all-out war against the Islamic State. And how do you feel about that? Do you think that's the case, or do you think not?
I think not. I think they'll continue to support us and be a good ally to us. You know, we have air bases there
right.
that we're using to attack ISIS. I think they've got their hands full. I think they'll continue to be supportive, but I don't know an all-out war. I only say that because over there in the east, in the southeast, they've got that whole Kurdish problem that has erupted again powerfully.
They don't have enough assets, perhaps, to go for an all-out war?
Well, it's that, and they're very vulnerable in that region. If you look at what their border is, I think they're fully on board and more so going after ISIS. But when you characterize that as a full-out war, I don't picture that, just because they've got a lot of internal foment going on that they're trying to address. I don't see that.
Why is the Islamic State hesitant, perhaps, to take credit for the Istanbul airport bombing?
Well, I'm just repeating what I've heard from people that know better than I, but that is that they feel like inside Turkey they may have people that are at least somewhat sympathetic to their aims. Turkey is primarily Sunni, and we do know that ISIS arose out of the vacuum that was created. Our invasion of Iraq, a Shia government established that did not welcome the Sunnis. So you have a whole Sunni population that has come out of Iraq or is still in Iraq or in occupied territory by ISIS that are all Sunni. So there's a natural sympathy, you might say, just like in Catholic Ireland, Catholics can be more sympathetic, let's say, because there is that kind of ethnic bond, religious bond, sectarian bond. So I think that's the explanation I've heard, and it makes good sense to me.
All right, let's take a break more with Jill Derby when we come back.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We represent the key component of Governor Sandoval's new Nevada, economic diversification through economic development. National competition demands we must maintain this momentum because newly developing industries require creative solutions. The things you do today will affect our tomorrow. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
We worked for the insurance companies. We know their tricks.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
The fever is rising in Winnemucca. That's right, the 50s Fever Car Show is coming to town July 29th through the 31st. Spend the weekend. Enjoy three great show and shines, kids activities, exciting street drags, a cool poker run, nightly cruises, and a free concert with Southbound & Company and their tribute to Buddy Holly. There's so much going on, you'll want to twist and shout. Check out the entire weekend at 50s-fever.com or call 1-800-962-2638. Winnemucca's 50s Fever event. There's no bringing this fever down.
At Reno Tahoe Auto Group, we have the simplest way to buy a car.
This truck, $49 down.
This car, $49 down.
Because at Reno Tahoe Auto Group, every car, every truck, every day is just $49 down.
And pay the payment on the window.
Doesn't get any simpler than that.
Like this 2015 Ford Focus, just $49 down and $159 per month. Or how about this 2013 Ford F-150 4x4, just $49 down and $289 per month.
Bring $49 down and pay the payment on the window.
Only at Reno Tahoe Auto Group.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
When you've been injured, you're going to have questions.
We have the answers and the experience.
Call Galloway and Jensen, 333-7555. We fight for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Jill Derby. She's the former Nevada State Party Democratic Chair. I wanted to get your response to Brexit.
Yeah.
It's been interesting to see, you know, the stock market here swoon for a few days and now it's come back. And we seem to be taking it more in our stride. But what are people saying to you in Europe about Brexit and what it means for England? Because it's not going to be easy to negotiate, you know, with 27 countries.
What I want to say, I think everybody's shocked about Brexit. Stock market aside, I think that the message that has come out of it has got everybody pretty worried. If it in fact represents a rebellion against the elites and the powerful, then I think countries across the Western world better take note of that. I think it's hard not to make the comparison with what's going on with Donald Trump. If you look at who voted for Brexit, it was those rural, the working class people who had lost their jobs, you know, with all the immigration that's going on, the integration of the European area. That was what it was all about. Now, we have that same population, in a way, in the industrial Rust Belt in the United States. Those people, the working class that in manufacturing that lost their jobs. And that we never really, and it didn't happen in England either. Anybody really seemed to care or address the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result of that, this is the people. This is populism. Writ large, and I think that's what is happening here around the Trump support, and I think that the U.S. better pay attention to that.
It was interesting.
Because that was a strong message that shocked the world.
On this day that we're taping this, Goldman Sachs announced that they were going to have, for their lower-paid workers, they were going to raise them up to a maximum of $16.50 per hour. That just seems kind of crazy that for a company like Goldman Sachs, that is a very low number. When you're talking about McDonald's employees wanting wanting $15.
Yeah. No, I think it is a low number, but that it is an increase, I think expresses what we're going to see more of, and that is people are going to start to pay attention to these folks that got left behind in globalization, that are now reacting to that at the ballot box and reacting pretty strongly to that. I mean, we have yet to see how Trump's candidacy and the election will go. But I think it was a red flag over in Europe about what could happen when the people speak and the people that have been disenfranchised and left out of the benefits of globalization go to the ballot box. It can happen here in America.
You know, John, I want to talk about the election hit closer to home. Of course, you were a former candidate for Congress in Congressional District 2. Which is a district that no Democrat has ever won since its inception after the 1980 census. This year we have incumbent Republican Mark Amadei taking on Chip Evans, the Democratic challenger. Do you think that Chip Evans or anybody, any Democrat, can ever win CD2 with the overwhelming number of Republicans in the district?
Well, let me just say that the jury's out and Chip Evans is a very strong candidate, but there's nothing that's been predicted this whole last year that's come to pass. So anybody that predicts how this coming election is going to turn out has really been smoking something. Really, it's smart not to do that. I don't think we know how it's going to go. There's great worries that Trump at the top of the ticket will change the equation going down ballot, and that we could see the Democrats are very hopeful about recapturing the Senate. early on, people predicted the House wouldn't change. But, you know, who knows? I think it's hard to predict what's going to happen. I think the months ahead will tell us more. I think we're all surprised that the two leading the two presidential candidates are running as close as they are, given all the legacy of Trump over the last year and what he's said and done and the positions he's taken that most people would have said, he's unelectable. He's unqualified.
But both candidates have such high negatives.
They do.
I mean, it's astonishing. And this whole FBI deal over the last couple of weeks has not helped Hillary Clinton. And now they're reopening another investigation.
What do you think about that? It seems like the Republicans have been trying to, like, get the Clintons all the way back to Watergate. Is this just a continuation of
I think Whitewater.
That? Yeah, excuse me. I'm sorry. Whitewater.
Okay, you've got about 45 seconds.
Okay, no, here's what I'd say. I think from the time Clinton decided to run for president back in 07, that they've been looking and after her to find any little flaw. I don't know if there's ever been a candidate under such critical scrutiny as Hillary Clinton has been. And I think a lot of this is a stagecraft and a spin. The FBI said she was careless, but they didn't indict her. So, I mean, it's hard to get the magnitude of whatever flaw or failing that she committed because of the spin is so strong around it and their absolute commitment to
and that's take her the down. Way it works on both sides of the aisle.
It is.
And that's
where
we have
politics.
To leave. Jill Derby, my friend, thank you so much for being here. We'll be right back.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Is your body storing fat more easily? Do you suffer from a lack of energy or the draining side effects of restless sleep? How about an increase in wrinkles and even sagging skin?
Hi, I'm Kim Douglas. And as a beauty expert, always on the hunt for the next great breakthrough, when I heard about a youth hormone that was associated with reducing body fat, increasing lean muscle mass, and even reducing the appearance of wrinkles, I just had to learn more. I'm talking about human growth hormone, or HGH. And as early as our mid-20s, our natural production of HGH begins to drop dramatically. Here's the good news. Finally, there's Cerevital.
Cerevital is the first and only amino acid complex shown in a clinical trial to trigger the body's own natural release of HGH from the pituitary gland and increase mean HGH levels by an astonishing 682%.
HGH has been associated with reducing body fat, reducing the appearance of wrinkles, improving sleep, and even boosting energy. As a doctor and a woman, I am very excited that now I can tell women everywhere about Cerevital.
Cerevital boosts your HGH naturally and at a fraction of the cost of painful injections. Cerevital sells for $99 in stores. But call right now because we're letting as many women as possible try Cerevital for 30 days absolutely risk-free. Plus, call in the next 6 minutes and we'll also include free shipping. You owe it to yourself to try Cerevital for 30 days. It's absolutely risk-free.
Cerevital is a true scientific breakthrough. 20 years in the making.
Get the facts at MyCerevital.com. Supplies are limited. Call 1-800-401-0920 or go to MyCerevital.com for your risk-free trial today.
On our next broadcast, the mayor of Carson City, Bob Kroll, will join us. We'll see you then.